Welcome to Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Joe's work, head over to thehappinessclub.co.uk and consider becoming a member. Sometimes on this journey, it's good to be part of a bigger, friendly group, and you get daily strategies and access to trained coaches and mental health professionals.
Hello, how are you? I'm Joe Howarth from the Happiness Club, here with this week's Happiness Hack. Me chatting about something I think is important or that I want to share with you, similar to the daily strategies that we send out to the fully fledged members of the Happiness Club every day. If you would like to know more about becoming a member of the Happiness Club, please check out our website, thehappinessclub.co.uk. Today, I want to talk to you about two things. I want to talk to you about love, and I want to talk to you about fear. For me, they are the two most powerful forces in the entire world. And for me, this one, love, trumps this one every single time, if we allow it to. Love is the most powerful source and force in the universe. But fear is easier sometimes. And when I talk about fear, I don't necessarily mean being scared, although obviously that's part of it. A fearful reaction to something can come across as anger, frustration, worry, fear, actually being scared. A fearful reaction can manifest itself in a million different ways. Blocking. Doubt, mistrust, they're all fearful reactions. And they all stop us in some way. They all stop us from being who we want to be, doing what we want to do, feeling how we want to feel. Love, on the other hand, whilst it's not always the easiest thing to reach for, which as I'm saying it feels backwards to me, because surely it should be the easier one to reach for. But as human beings, we have got in the habit of the fearful reaction instead of the loveful reaction. When you respond to something from a place of love, when you respond to another person from a place of love, when you respond to a situation from a place of love, when you respond to something someone says from a place of love, when you respond to something someone does from a place of love, when your default setting, when your response is love, it makes everything easier, smoother, more peaceful, calmer, easier. Did I say easier already? Probably. Nicer. Feels better. And yet it's harder for us to react from there than it is for us to react from there. And don't get me wrong, I don't manage the love reaction every time. I'm a human being. Today, I am going to set you a challenge. I'm going to ask you to notice where your responses are coming from. Are they coming from a place of love? Are they coming from a place of fear? I want you to notice where your responses are coming from. And I'm going to ask you to do your absolute best, and I'm going to join in to make as many of your responses come from that place of love. Just have a go at it today, and then maybe try it again tomorrow, and then maybe the day after. Take care.
Thank you for listening. Now go, do. Don't be part of the self-help movement. Go ahead and test this stuff in your own experience. And don't forget to head over and subscribe to this podcast as well so you never miss a bit. Leave a review and click on the fifth star.